The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Everybody in this room has issues. Automatic and I are married, and sometimes we don't get along. Anthony A. has had several failed relationships since he started the show, and today we're going to talk about his toxic dating habits.
Yeah, and it's going to get a little personal for me in this episode here, but I do want to encourage and send some positivity to anybody who may be alone during this time, and letting you know that.
Do you want to send any warning shots to your exes?
No, not at all, dude. Not at all. Because I was thinking about this later on in the day too. Like, it's okay. Like, it's okay to be alone, and don't be afraid of it, y'all. There's a lot of benefits to being alone. Yeah, dude.
I love taking a break from my wife all the time. Sometimes when I go out of town, when I go out of town to DJ, I love just being by myself. Sometimes.
I know you do. All right. I know you. I'm codependent. I'm like, where's my man? I'm not afraid to say it. But, Anthony, you know that some of your exes are going to be listening to this podcast. What's your message to them?
Ah, please just rate, review, subscribe. Tell your friend to tell a friend
about
it.
Don't tell them to rate and review. They're going to give us a one.
Whatever. Oh, yeah, don't do that. Hey, don't do that.
Give us a five. Here's the podcast now. Really think about the question I'm about to ask you. Do you believe in you? Let's go around the room on this Thursday's Friday's Eve. We're the Dana Cortez Show, and I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And the reason I'm asking the question is because sometimes I don't. I have this really bad problem with low self-esteem. Some days I feel like I'm the best person on earth, and the next day I'm just like nothing. But yesterday, DJ Automatic was putting together the playlist, and he says to me, he's like, man, sometimes I listen to my scratches, and I just think, damn, I'm good. But you're like me. There's days that you feel like that, and then there's days you're like, I'm the worst ever.
I was gonna say I have like super high highs and super low lows.
What is that?
But what are you talking about? What does it come to? You're talking about like in a pursuit of our craft or overall life?
Oh, because just overall life.
When it comes to like dreaming and like achieving career accomplishments, I have undoubtable confidence in myself every single day.
I would say you're the most confident person
but
in this room.
When it comes to living a regular life, like opening up my refrigerator and seeing what I'm gonna cook tonight, I'm very insecure and down on myself. Like,
can I get myself together?
Yeah, dude, what are you doing?
What is this? Why is my refrigerator empty?
We have this very successful show. I'm the first Latina in the country, the first Mexican American to ever have a syndicated radio show, Morning Drive, all this. And then I still wake up some days thinking I'm just not good enough for anything.
I think that's normal, though, because I go through that constantly. I think it's just normal that you have your high days and your low days. And the thing that the trick that I'm trying to figure out is talking yourself out of your low days.
Yeah.
Just talking to yourself, right? Or just having Anthony talk to us. I feel better already. National Day, Anthony A.
We will kick this one off with International Nurses Day.
Shout out to International Nurses. And let's talk about international nurses. We are in a pandemic. We're not out yet. And all of the BS that they've had to put up with and just all the hard work, overnights, traveling. Thank you to the nurses out there.
And again, guys, if you're thinking about dating a traveling nurse, be cautious, okay? Just be cautious.
Anthony had a bad experience.
Yeah, I did.
But anyway.
She broke my little heart. All right, we got National Odometer Day as well.
Off the air, I told Automatic and Anthony, I used to know this dude that would turn back your odometer for $40. And Otto's like, that's old stuff. Nah.
That's like from like a 70s car.
No, let me tell you something. Now there's guys that can hack into your car and do all kinds of stuff.
Believe in yourself as much as the guy who's going to reset your odometer does.
There you go. Is that it?
Yeah, we're going to wrap it up on odometer.
Okay, well, there you go. I know somebody. $40. Hit me up.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Are you a victim of toxic dating habits? Are you dating, looking for someone cool, and you keep finding someone that's not? Anthony A. has the same problem.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about it.
When we started this conversation, too, before we got into the segment, before we hit the air, Dana upset me because she said, you date the same person. And I don't date the same person.
No, you don't.
They definitely don't look the same.
But I do have toxic dating habits. I think me and my two friends who are also production guys, they're cameramen, and they were recently working for the UFC. Mm-hmm. We were talking about this. We work in an industry where we're fortunate enough to be out a lot.
All the time.
Which is great.
What you have to find is a woman that understands that.
Yeah, but it's hard when you're like, hey, I don't want to go out on a date. I just want to go home. So
it is. it is. But hold on. You've entered into a few relationships since we started the show, and they haven't worked out.
Oh, my God. When you say, I just want to stay home, I didn't even think about that. That's like a whole, that's a very slippery slope for you.
So is it you making poor choices, or do you think there's a little bit of a finesse from the women in the beginning saying, I'll be good with your stand-up career, your radio career, all of this, and then being like, oh, I hate what you do?
I am very proud of my dating resume, so I'm not going to say it's poor choices. It didn't work out. I've never dated a loser girl. For the most part, most of the women I've dated have been very honest.
Anthony, I love all your exes.
Yeah.
Beautiful women. I like them all. I still talk to all of them.
Okay, relax. Hey, easy, bud. Easy, okay? We don't need to know how much you're friends with them, okay? But
I'm lost.
What was your damn question, dude? What was your question, Dana? What were you asking me, dude?
He's flustered now.
We're laughing now. We're laughing. It's funny now. But when you're going through the breakup part, it's not funny. And I feel bad because we love Anthony. He's our best friend for real. And it's been hard to see him be hurt. And you've been done the hurting and they've done it. I'm not blaming it on one or the other. But it's difficult, these toxic dating habits, because you enter into these relationships in hopes that this is it. And then when it's not it, it sucks, dude. The breakup sucks.
It does. And back to your question, I remember it was, do I believe that they're gaming me a little bit? Like their intentions in the beginning were saying, yeah, I'm cool with this works for me. And then once we kind of get settled into it, it's like, no, this is what I want. I will say, yes, that has happened to me before, where I feel, and that's women running game. That's how women play their game of like,
and men do it too.
I'm so cool. We're going to have so much fun. I totally understand your career. Because pre-Dana, I was in the exact same ship you're in. Oh. Where I would be with these women. They were like, oh, I love going out when you're DJing. I love to hear you on the radio. I love all this stuff. We're traveling. But then when we're 6 months into the relationship, it's like, yo, we haven't gone on a date. We don't do anything. And I'm like, my life is your date. I'm sorry.
I'm doing something every day. I just want to go home. Same for me as a woman. I know it's...
It ruined your second marriage.
It ruined it. And it didn't ruin it because it wasn't meant to be. You have to have support in whatever it is you do. Here is some advice, Anthony, for you and anybody who is facing toxic dating habits. Don't listen to your inner coach. It ain't working. Whatever you've been doing...
That's accurate.
...is not good. I know it's hard, but you have to absorb some of your friend's advice.
Dude, yeah, because all my inner coach is saying, find a white woman with full lips. That's literally all my... That's what
I've been on. It's not... No, don't do that. Okay, hang in there. I know it's hard. Have some fun right now.
Yeah, because the way he's been talking lately, he's never going to be in another relationship.
I'm never going to have kids. I'm never doing all this. And it's because you got a bad taste in your mouth from your last relationship.
Bad taste, but it's also fun outside. Like, I'm having fun. Like, I ain't trying to be sad.
I read the Instagram messages that come to Dana Cortez's show.
Oh, you definitely
have fun. There's no doubt
in
my mind you're having fun.
Ladies, stop hitting me up.
Stop hitting me up.
Just go to Anthony.
Yeah, please hit me up, because those messages are not making it my way.
And if you're making toxic dating choices, here's something else. Take a chance on someone you would think you'd never like. And this is strange, but when I met DJ Automatic, I was not attracted to him. I know for certain he wasn't attracted to me. And as we got to know each other, we built this incredible friendship that turned to love. If I hadn't opened my mind to that, I wouldn't be with the love of my life. I'm serious.
I'm not going to lie, that hurt when you said that. You're like, I was not attracted to DJ. Thank you.
No, I thought you were hot. Don't get me wrong. My gay co-host at the time, we had a gay co-host. He thought you were so sexy. He was telling me all about you in the gym locker room, like everything. I thought you were hot. But I never thought we would date. And plus, I was with somebody and you were with somebody. It wasn't like that. We became friends. You know why? Because I had things in my own mind of what I needed to be with. I had those ideas already, like Anthony has right
obviously
now.
Obviously, it wasn't me.
So you're telling me, step out of my comfort zone and find a woman that I may not, you know, originally on paper
you
like.
Just, yes.
You need
yes.
to find somebody who works in this industry. I'm sorry. That's not
necessarily true. Somebody who gets...
Who's going to understand your career, your lifestyle, that's what you need. Every single relationship you've had lately ends because of your career.
It's true.
I'm kind of a person who stands and says things in the hopes that people will like acknowledge it and receive it and accept it. And I feel like you're kind of telling me somebody in that industry would be like an OnlyFans girl. That might be it.
That might be it, dude. She's going to go out there and get that money.
I don't look good on paper.
Dang.
I'm a catch, okay?
Back to dating strippers and traveling nurses.
Wow. That's a discussion we'll have another day. Let me run down how to break the toxic dating habits again. Hang in there, all right? Don't be disappointed with yourself. Don't listen to your inner coach. Take some advice from your friends. Whatever you're doing isn't working. And the last one is take a chance on someone you normally wouldn't see yourself with, okay?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Ooh, today's WTF story, I'm starting off with a huge boat brawl broke out on the waters in Lake George, Florida.
What the fuck?
Hundreds of people across dozens of boats had gathered for a flotilla party. Is it flotilla or flotilla?
Flotilla? I'm not from Florida. I wouldn't know.
I say tortilla, but this says F-L-O-T-I-L-L-A. I can't quite understand.
It's basically
this.
Like, if you've ever been to like one of those boat parties where all the boats kind of dock next to each other.
That's
and you guys
what
all kind
of
hang out around. It's fun, dude. Those things get fun.
Well, wow. It wasn't too fun, especially if you're the DJ. Listen to the helicopter police trying to get everything controlled.
See, while we got a fight going on at the bar, where the DJ deck is, about four or five males fighting.
I want you to do a low hover and get it dispersed.
10-4. You got one guy pretty bloodied up.
He said four or five. I saw the video about 405. And it gets out of control. How many times have you been at an event automatic where somebody starts fighting? You're the DJ and it just gets crazy, out of control.
I've seen it many times. I've been in a boat brawl myself.
Yeah, and I hate when you have that moment where you're looking over and you're like, man, who's those people starting those oh my God, that's my friends.
Exactly.
And you can't go anywhere because you're on a boat.
And then you're getting kicked in the face.
Oh, man. All right. From dropping bodies on a boat to dropping players who are releasing gas. Let me tell you about this. All right. We're going over to UK where a soccer player was dropped from his team for endless locker room farting.
No!
Yeah, dude. Sometimes you release the gas, and sometimes the gas gets you released. All right. His name was Marcelo. Now, I guess he's a really big, well-known soccer player, and he was going at it with the coach, and they had been at odds for a while, and it was after one game where he had suffered an embarrassing 3-0 loss, and in the locker room during the coach's post-game addressing the team, this man would not stop farting. He just let him go and let him go, and eventually,
so the coach let him go. Thankfully, I'm not against farting, or both of you would have been let go a long time ago.
Well, from dropping deuces to dropping pounds.
There you go.
As a protest, a guy vowed to work out every single day until Taco Bell brought back his favorite grilled stuffed nachos. That was more than a year ago. And now he's lost 87 pounds.
Good for him. 87 pounds?
Yeah, so Taco Bell heard about it, and they made him a special order of grilled stuffed nachos.
And he gained all 87 pounds back in one sitting.
They did not. They only did it one time, and he still lost all the weight.
Automatic, you've been begging Taco Bell to bring back the double-decker, but begging isn't enough. You need to pull a stunt. What would you do in order for the Bell to bring back the decker?
I will never do laundry or dishes ever again.
I hate you.
Hell yeah, dude.
That's every man. Nobody's making news. That's you and every American man in the world. All right, those are the WTF stories.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Remember Lizzie McGuire? You know, I had a baby at 15, my daughter Kirsten. We grew up watching Lizzie McGuire together. Well, Hillary Duff is all grown up and posing nude. I'm going to tell you where you can see this photo right now. This story and more. Daily Dart, Best Gossip, Anthony A, celebrity birthdays.
Actor Remy Malek celebrating his birthday. Hey. Cuban Doll celebrating her birthday. And Tony Hawk, born on this day.
Great American hero there.
Yes. Love it, love it. All right, so Puff Daddy in the 90s ran a record label called Bad Boy, and the run was legendary. He has now teamed up with Motown Records to bring us Love Records, and he says, quote, "Music is my first love. I'm getting back to the love and making the best music of my life." You know, he's hosting the Billboard Music Awards this Sunday. Will it be great? I don't doubt it. I just think of all the hits.
But him bringing out Travis Scott to perform is already a Diddy-esque move, so I hope that's a sign of what to come
from a guy that had, you know, arguably the greatest rapper of all time, Notorious B.I.G., on his record label, for him to say he's going to top that, that's a lot to do.
That's a lot. All right, well, we're ready for it, that's for sure.
Baby.
Now we have a Mike Tyson update. If you recall, last month he punched the living daylights out of somebody in an airplane, and the judge said, yeah, it was warranted due to the conduct of the victim. He's not pressing charges. The DA, the judge, everybody's like, nah, he defended himself.
Is Mike Tyson going to press charges on the guy?
Nah, he don't want anything to do with it. He said, I already got the best of him. I didn't know there was more video. The guy threw a water bottle, hit him in the face, and like was poking him and touching him. So
I think the judge ruled. He's like, yo, you play dumb games, you get dumb prizes.
There you go. There you go. And then finally, Lizzie McGuire, which was one of my favorite TV shows of all time on Nickelodeon. The star, obviously, Hillary Duff, is all grown up. She's on the cover of Women's Health. And let's just say she works out. That's the only way I can put it. She says, I brought three human beings into the world. She's very proud of the hard work she puts into her body. I might do a follow-up vet club simply based on her workout regimen and her eating habits. She looks lovely. At Dana Cortez on Instagram to view the photo.
I want to burst your bubble, but she was on Disney Channel, not Nickelodeon.
Oh, you're right.
Now she's just on my mind.
Go check out the picture. She really does look beautiful.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Some people like working from home. Some people don't. But I have the 10 most in-demand entry-level remote jobs to land right now and where you can find them. In case you missed it, this list just came out and I'm going to give it to you. Three stories you need to know. DJ Automatic, you kick this segment off.
Sneakerheads, listen. There's a new ongoing legal battle between Nike and StockX because Nike feels like StockX is selling fake Nikes. And Nike, Nike ordered a bunch of Jordans from StockX and four of them were actually fakes.
I bought
shoes from StockX and paid more money because they're like, we have all the exclusives and blah, blah, blah. I'm going to go check my shoes. I'm getting my money back if they're fakes.
So StockX says that they do have a problem sometimes with authenticity because of the volume of sneakers that are coming into their authenticity center.
Isn't that wild?
And so they say fakes will get through sometimes.
That's wild to me. I'm not a sneakerhead, but that's wild to me because I always see my friends like posting how they missed out on drops and stuff like that. But then to turn that around and find out that they're actually out here hustling fake shoes.
Bro. As much money as they make, they can hire more people to check the dang shoes.
Well, the StockX is worth $3.9 billion now.
Yeah.
I think that they can do a little better in the authenticity section.
Some of them get through 4 out of 10 is not good. That's 40% of your stock.
Oh, God. Hey, all right. Well, let's keep it going. Here's one of the good news or the bad news. Tell me what you want first.
Let's go with the good news.
All right, there you go. Well,
we're married.
Yin and yang over here.
All the time.
In case you missed it, Americans are spending less on overdraft fees. That's good news.
That's a good news.
Okay, good.
But the bad news is we're still spending a lot. Last year, we gave over $11 billion to our banks because of overdraft fees and whatnot.
How does that even work?
Well, let me tell you something. I paid an overdraft fee that wasn't even real. I have plenty of money in our checking account. I just don't use a lot of checks or use our checking account very often. And I entered the wrong routing number.
Oh.
So they charged me an overdraft fee. Bro. And when I called, I said, no, the money's there. They're like, yeah, but you made the mistake and it cost us time.
How much was it?
I don't want to tell you.
Dude.
No, tell me how much it was.
$100.
You're kidding me.
No.
That's why you didn't tell me.
Hey, do you pay overdraft fees ever?
Yeah, the last time I did, I opened up this other debit. I have another bank account, and I use it just for my online transactions, and I completely spaced out that I had it set up to my Zelle, so I paid my barber that way, and that sent me into the negative dog. Paid $85 for a damn haircut.
That's what happens. That's what I'm telling you. They get it honest, man. Credit union, okay? Go credit union.
Thanks.
All right, so in case you missed it, there are people who prefer working at home. If you're one of them or you know someone who is, I'm going to list the 10 most in-demand entry-level remote jobs right now. And all of these pay well. Number 10, marketing coordinator. Number 9, accounts payable specialist. You do not have to have an accounting degree for this job. Number 8, executive assistant. Number 7, billing specialist. Again, does not require a degree. Number 6, call center representative. I know some people don't
I work
like
in a call center.
Some people don't like this kind of work, but you can make a lot of money and you can do it from the convenience of your home. Number 5, account executive. Number 4, recruiting coordinator. Number 3, administrative assistant. Number 2, staff accountant. And number 1 is customer service representative. From phone companies to Amazon to Apple, these are high-paying positions. And the best part about it is since you don't have to leave your home, you're not paying for daycare, you're not paying all these high gas prices. All that money stays in your casa house.
My boy Paul, he works for Apple, and he does that exact job, and he's making 6 figures now. And he doesn't leave his house.
All those jobs, though, do require a ton of patience.
He does have patience.
You gotta
I will
be a
say
very
that.
Patient person to do any of those type of situations.
Otto was a credit collector.
I was a debt collector, and I was the worst debt collector in the history of debt collections. People would call in, and like their kid was crying in the background. I'd be like, "This is how you beat this. Let me show you how to do this." Needless to say, I got fired from that job.
For sure, for sure. All right, if you want the list, please hit me at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Send me a DM, and I'll send you the link.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier inside the Dana Cortez Show, Dana Cortez took the lead on letting me know my toxic dating habits that I may have. And if you missed it earlier, we're going to recap some of these toxic dating habits because I'm not alone. But unlike Dana, I'm going to help you guys try to fix those toxic dating habits. I was going to be two dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment on the Dana Cortez Show. And yeah, Dana did that to me earlier, where she's like, hey, these are all the things that are wrong with you. And then she just left the room.
I almost felt like she was talking to me. Because she likes to tell me everything I do wrong. And I was like, oh, no, Anthony's getting it? Damn.
All right, yo, for the homies out there, here's one toxic dating habit you may have. You're talking too long before you meet up. With online dating, dude, this is the thing. This has happened.
Explain,
to me.
Go into a little more detail with
like,
me.
Like, when you match with a person online, right, you go back and forth. The next thing you know, you're finding out everything about them. And you
know, sometimes it's too much.
You know their childhood dreams before you meet up with them. This builds like a fake sense of chemistry.
Okay.
And then you really don't know that chemistry until you're face-to-face with this
person. And yeah, you can fall in love with somebody before you even meet them.
The second thing we have that's a toxic dating habit is getting too many second opinions.
Oh, like always ask, like girls are definitely the ones who do this. Oh, what do you think about him? What do you think about this?
And depending on where you're from, if you're like where I'm from, odds are you ask a couple too many second opinions, you're going to run into somebody who knocked that girl down too. That's just going to happen, my
guy. And then the whole relationship's out the window.
Another toxic dating habit is expecting an immediate spark.
Oh.
That's not there, right? You and Dana didn't have an immediate spark.
No,
right away.
Not at all. We knew each other for months before we even, like, I even looked at her in a certain kind of way.
And this is the final thing I'm going to leave you guys with. That's a very, very toxic dating habit. I feel like this is very big on millennials and Gen Z. Okay. It is internet stalking before the first date. That is a toxic dating habit. Now, I get it.
Is it, or is it okay, just doing research?
You can do the basic research. Yep. The fact that you said research, I know you're an online stalker, dude.
I've been married for a long time. But granted, if I was out in these streets, you were going to get Google searched before we go on a date. I promise you that. I'm going to look at all your Facebook history, your Twitter, your Instagram, everything.
Everything? Okay, we now know DJ Automatic's a very toxic man.
I'm not going to deny that.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Man, you know, we always get a huge response on our social media with everything we do. But the jobs, the 10 jobs from home. When we finished the first live in one state, I had 20 messages. By the time the whole show was done, I can't even count. I just started copying and pasting because I couldn't like write to everybody. But I really wanted to respond because I know that people are hurting right now. This pandemic has, you know, brought inflation and gas. It's just wild.
Well, and the other thing is
the luxury of working from home and not having to spend all that money.
Well, people got used to working from home. I was this girl on Twitter the other day. She's like, I can't believe I actually have to go back to work. How ghetto is that?
That's what she used the word ghetto. Hey, so if you are listening to this podcast and you would like, well, obviously you are listening to the podcast, but if you would like the link to the jobs, I'm just saving it. And I'm sending it to whoever wants it. So hit me up at Dana Cortez on Instagram. And keep listening. Here's more of the podcast now.